Hi, I'm Sharon Drew Morgan, and this is part one of a three-part podcast series on how our old sales models no longer work in today's economy, and how acquiring new buying facilitation skills and skills to help buyers navigate through their buying journey are necessary to get more buyers actually buying. So let me start with a few questions. What is actually new about the buying climate that's affecting your sales specifically? Think about it for a minute. And then figure out what was different, what's different about this than was true, I don't know, let's say 3 years ago. How much of this difference is about the way buyers are approaching a solution and or the way they go about their internal behind-the-scenes decision issues that they have to figure out without us? Do you know the point in a buyer's decision process that they actually go online to seek information? And is there other material that you could be offering at other points in the buying decision process that you're not aware of and that you haven't offered until now? Here's an important one for me. Is a buyer's route to their buying decision different because they can easily attain the data that they need or the click they need to make the actual purchase? And does your solution data drive the buyer's internal decision points? I'm not sure it does, actually, but let's take a look as we go forward. Let's start by considering the new buying climate. And there are several obvious and not so obvious problems here. The first point is the economy. Folks are risk averse, we know that, and they're spending money really slowly. This is all exacerbated by the fact that there are now more stakeholders on buying decision teams, and therefore more people that need to buy into any expenditure. This is also exacerbated by the ability of our video cams now to have folks work and decide together remotely, actually across nations and across miles and across offices. So getting into a meeting with folks to make a buying decision takes a lot longer to even set up to begin with, because you've got to take time zones into account and schedules and so forth. The next point is the amount of data available on the net. This is depreciating our role as purveyors of knowledge. But because sellers have managed the needs analysis and solution placement end of the buying decision so well, they have historically been secure in their ability to understand buyers' needs and do a great job presenting solutions. And now, because buyers can access their own data and probably understand their own problems, and there's so many different types of solutions available that they haven't considered before, a large part of our job is being taken away from us. As a result of all this, over 50% of sales folks are not even meeting their quotas. But this isn't the fault of us, because we're terrific. It's actually a problem with the sales model itself. Let's stop for a minute and figure out what the sales model is all about, and then see what it is about the sales model that's making it even harder to close in today's business environment. First of all, and this is really important to understand and think about for just a moment, sales has been a needs assessment and solution placement model. I'm going to say that again because it's really important. Sales has been a needs assessment and solution placement model. And it assumes that a prospect is someone whose needs match our solution. We're then armed with the capability to understand exactly what a need looks like in lots of different situations, and then to explain comprehensively and very professionally, I might add, how our solution would resolve that problem. Historically, buyers have actually needed sales folks to explain our solutions, and how it would fit with and resolve their problems. But they don't so much anymore, do they? The other issue is that the sales model has actually ignored the behind-the-scenes private issues that buying decision teams have to manage without us, offline, privately, uniquely, and sometimes in a crazy way, before they can even decide to make a change, or decide to bring in something new, or get the agreement and buy-in that everyone has to give before they can choose a solution and a vendor. They can't. They just can't bring in a new solution if the two department heads aren't going to be talking. Or if the old vendor that they love can bring in a part of the solution, they're not going to want us to do the whole thing and take the business away from the person they love. We're going to be discussing this in a whole podcast the next time. So let's just recognize that there's something going on internally to the customer that we've never been privy to, that they need to address offline, without us, privately, politically, before they can buy, and that the sales model per se has not in any way influenced or managed that. As a result of this offline private stuff buyers have to do, we've historically had to wait while they've accomplished this buy-in and gotten the right funding and the agreements and the relationships, the politics. But even that was okay because there's a 7% close rate built into sales as an indicator of success. So even with all this problem, we were still able to manage enough success to make our companies and our pockets happy. But this isn't enough anymore, and it's insufficient for today's buyer because we're not even reaching our 7% rate. Not to mention it's taking far longer to close with all the stakeholders, and buyers aren't even connecting with us as frequently as they used to because they're doing a lot of the problem solving and information gathering without us at whatever point they go online to learn about whatever they need to learn about. So we're focusing on tracking clicks and metrics and providing solution data and offering online papers and podcasts and webinars. But we're spending far too little time actually helping our buyers manage their non-need-related private buying journey. We're spending far too much time on solution data, the very last phase of the buying decision, and not nearly enough time helping buyers figure out how to get this private, internal agreement for a purchase. Obviously, your buyers are the ones that ultimately have to know if our solution fits their needs. But this is the very last thing that they need before they make a purchase. As sellers, we've been led to believe that once we see a need that our solution can resolve, it's a given that we have a prospect. But of course, that's not true, or we'd be closing a lot more business. And as I said, it's been the accepted norm. So we have mistakenly, I think, gone forth gathering and pitching data at the wrong point in the buyer's decision journey. Think of a house purchase. The very last thing you need is the information about the house. First, you and your family need to decide to move. And you all might have some really interesting conversations about that and some arguments about who wants what. So somehow you all have to figure out your criteria. Is it neighborhood first or school district? Travel time to work? Affordable price? Size? Backyard? It's only when all of the purchasing criteria are lined up that the buyer will know, that you will know, what kind of a house to look for, where we're going to look, and so forth. Think about losing weight, a little closer to home maybe. Needing to know about the membership prices for a gym is the last thing we would need. First, we would need to decide to be a healthy person and decide to change our eating habits and decide to change our schedule. It might even involve getting our spouse to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to walk the dog. But it's only when we figure that out do we need to know the gym prices. And even if we did know the gym prices beforehand, and we knew the kind of house we liked beforehand, we would still need to get the internal issues managed, the family to buy in, our spouse to agree to walk the dog, before we could actually take action. The space between the need and solution and the actual purchase is getting wider in today's business climate. So sure, we can understand the need and sure, we can have the solution. But the time and ability for the buyer to actually press that button to say, yeah, they're going to buy, is taking longer because of all the decision issues that are going on now internally. We're ignoring a very valuable asset, actually, as sellers. We could actually be involved with a buyer's decision-making journey far earlier than we ever have. And not even focus on the solution data that they no longer need us for. So let them keep doing what they're doing with the clicks and make our sites available for them to use easily. But let's take on a new job to enter the process earlier. Think about this for a moment. Like the examples of buying a house and losing weight, before any purchase gets made, there's an unknown number of internal, private, behind-the-scenes decision issues that really have to be resolved. I know that sales doesn't go here, and we're going to talk about this in the whole next podcast, as I said. But make no mistake, until or unless every one of these issues is dealt with, the status quo is going to prevail regardless of the problem or how much they need us. Because the status quo has been good enough until now, hasn't it? And it's far easier to maintain that than going through whatever change is going to happen to adopt something new. A purchase is actually a change management issue. And our new job is going to be a decision facilitator to help buyers manage the change they'll experience as they consider purchasing our solution. And again, this is part of podcast two. I'm just teasing you a little bit here. We've never had this capability before in sales. But now, with the conventional thrust of sales being shifted, just the very nature of sales shifting, we've got to add this new capability to gain back our ability to have influence. Influence that was given to us before because we were so capable of understanding how our solution could manage a need and our ability to explain how our solution fit with them. But now is pretty much irrelevant. Sales as we've known it is just not enough anymore. Imagine adding the capability to help buyers navigate through their decision issues. Is it sales? Well, no. It's change management. It's what buyers must do anyway before they can buy. They're going to do it with us or without us. So it might as well be with us. So let's realize that our sales job actually has to expand to include helping buyers make their internal buying decisions, which is not sales. It's a decision navigation system we're going to talk about. But it's going to be expanding our job, giving us new sales, and closing a lot more sales than we've done before. Here are the problems I've discussed. The sales model has focused on needs analysis and solution placement, and buyers don't need to do that. Buyers don't need us to do that for them anymore. Buyers face internal buy-in issues from an elevated number of stakeholders that have to agree to the purchase, and they don't know how to efficiently do that. And salespeople have to expand their jobs to help buyers manage their internal change management issues and get onto the buying decision team immediately, rather than sit and wait for the buyers to do that without them. On our next podcast, we're going to look at what's actually going on within the buyer's decision-making system. Following that, we're going to talk about how buying facilitation can help you get on the buying decision team and help you help buyers navigate through all their buying decision issues from the inside.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Sharon Drew Morgan. If you'd like to learn more, take a look at my site, www.newsalesparadigm.com. If you'd like to read two chapters of Dirty Little Secrets, go to www.dirtylittlesecretsbook.com. And I think you'll like my new book. It's all about this topic and how we can actually help buyers buy using their own buying decision journey. You can contact me at SharonDrew@newsalesparadigm.com. Thanks for your interest. I look forward to speaking.